Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
I don't like no.
I don't either.
Hear yes. Right. Dallas 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Pacific Fertility Center, bringing us this portion of the program. Pacific Fertility Center proudly helps the LGBTQ plus community build the families of their dreams. Visit pacificfertilitycenter.com. Every family belongs here. Okay, you can call us and you can text us. It's the same number for both, 800-400-3697. But if you want to send a pic or a video, or if you want to go long form, because our text machine like splits texts up, it's really crazy. You can email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Yesterday, Bob was telling us, I don't even care. I'm going to go out and party tonight. I'm young, I'm amazing, and I can handle it. And my friends are in town, and I'm doing it. And don't stop judging me, you guys. Then she said, I don't even care if I win. And we all believed her. Mm-hmm. So as we were departing yesterday, Maddie goes, well, we should put her to the test and see if she's got it together. So we're going to play a round of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes, we are. And if Bob doesn't get it, I'd like one of you two to, I'd like to see how
well,
you two do.
You know, we probably aren't smarter than fifth graders. Listen up, fifth graders. You're about to win a game.
Didn't my daughter beat me when we played this game?
And
it was
so.
I played against her and she beat me. Mm. So, you know, no surprise
qualifiers.
There.
Qualifiers. We're
today.
Just doing qualifiers mm-hmm. here.
All right, Bob. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Six.
I believe that's correct.
That is correct.
All right, Bobby. That's good job so far.
Thanks.
What is the square root of 81?
Mm. 9.
Boom.
Let's see here.
Make them harder.
Yeah, I got to get fun.
She's killing
What is the only even prime number?
Mm. 0. No. 2.
All right. How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. 6?
Or could we just yell it out?
Yeah.
7. Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, blue, green, indigo, violet.
What did you just say?
Roy G. Biv. That's how you remember it. It's a mnemonic.
Roy G. Biv.
Right. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Okay.
Okay. There's 2 purples in there.
What is the smallest state in the United States?
Oh, that's a good one.
Rhode Island?
Oh, I would have said Delaware.
I would have considered, both those came to me, Delaware and Rhode Island. It would have been a
they are teensy.
Flip of the coin.
Wow, the margaritas are fueling me this morning.
Mm. Oh, is that what you went and had last night?
She's mm-hmm. killing it.
How do you have a margarita? Do you like them slushy or on ice?
They don't really do slushy much around here.
Okay, good. Well, because those are not the way.
I do. I like them slushy.
You do?
Yeah.
Can't drink them that way.
Sure you can.
How am I supposed to pound Dollaritas?
Oh yeah, you just again. Don't pound them.
Yeah,
you just give them a sip.
Hey, you take too much of that, you're like, my head!
Yeah, you gotta go slow, Vin.
I like a little tahini on the rim. The spicy marg is really having a moment.
The spicy marg is the way, which I think was invented by my friend Danielle, the hot-ass Danielita. It's the first time I ever had one.
Where is hot-ass Danielita these days?
Off on adventures, I guess.
Just roaming
the
planet.
I think she's going to be at my party.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Good to hear. With her boyfriend, probably.
Yeah, Maddie.
Boyfriend. Bob, what is the boiling point of water in degrees Fahrenheit?
212.
Woo!
I can't believe I know these. This is insane.
You're crushing it.
You're crushing
you've
it.
You've already won. You yeah. already
Keep
have won.
Keep going.
Bob, how many players are there on a baseball field at a time?
Oh, I have no idea. 12?
9.
Yes, 9 is the answer. What is the fastest land animal?
In
the world.
0 to 60?
The fastest land animal.
The cheetah.
That's the one that popped into my head.
Yep.
But if we were to race a long distance with a cheetah, humans would win. Because they can't keep
well,
it up.
Well, also, I mean, he said it specifically land animal, but there are birds that can...
A bird's a land animal, no?
I feel like it's an air animal.
Yeah, I don't know
a
that
sky
that counts,
animal.
But
you got,
it's
you're like
definitely...
sky, your land, and your sea.
Oh,
but I would have said land, cheetah. You have that right.
The sky.
All right, let's see here. What do you call a word that sounds like it means, such as buzz?
Onomatopoeia.
Nice. All right. She's
killing it.
I like
Way
it.
To go, Bobby.
I feel like a fifth grader wouldn't even know onomatopoeia.
Yeah, and Bobby, right in our faces. Like, we deserve it. Mm. You got us.
Yeah, you did. Amazing.
Light up, everybody.
I don't really care, though.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just proud of my performance. Would have been happy if you guys won, too. But you didn't even get a chance to play.
No,
we didn't.
Because
you crushed it.
Great job, Bobby.
Here you go, Bob.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
So proud of you.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to start with, I guess we'll start with Spider-Man.
Okay.
This is really a story about popcorn buckets, though. So we've got a new Spider-Man Brand New Day trailer, we did put that up at the Radio Alice Facebook page. It includes appearances from the Hulk, Punisher, the villain is Scorpion. The movie hits theaters on July 31st. So more importantly, I was looking at some recent popcorn buckets and they're just getting super silly.
You know what though? People must be buying them or they would not still be making them.
For Spider-Man,
Oh, that's really cute.
Is it?
Well, I'm not going to. Listen.
It looks splooge-y to me.
I'm not. Well.
I think you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
So here's the thing. Each chain, like Cinemark, AMC,
right
Regal.
Right in his open hand, too. Yeah, my God. I did not see that until you said it, but there is something in that man's hand.
Yeah.
And it looks like he did it to himself.
And that's where you put the popcorn, by the way. So each of these... theater chains has their own. I guess I don't know if they were just allowed to create their own. One of them is one of them's really cute. It's like a little tin box that's decorated with like fire escapes and windows, and so it looks like a building that he's scaling. And so there's a little action figure. It's pretty cool. It's like a collectible tin. That one's kind of neat. And then there's just regular buckets that have the Spider-Man logo on them. They're covered in the red with the black web. But this particular one, I think this is Cinemark's, and it's not even a giant bucket of popcorn. You can go get free refills on, same day free refills, because it's kind of like, it's just a cone of web that's being squirted out of the wrist where he would be squirting it, from on his wrist. And
spray, maybe?
Squirting sounds better. So it's an arm. It's a forearm, the whole thing. So I guess, I don't know, I'm picturing me I'm in the movie theater and I've got this arm with a filmy white web shooting out of it. And I guess I've got to put that between my legs to hold it steady as I'm...
I mean, you got to be careful. It usually goes all over your belly. If it's,
Yeah, wouldn't want to dump your popcorn on your belly or anything. Or, it does come with a blanket, so I guess you can cover yourself up.
Or a sock.
So then in the arm, lower part of the arm, Vin, there's a soft drink. So it's like a single unit. And you put your face down over the popcorn bowl of filmy web, and you can suck the straw. Yes, exactly.
So you swallow it. Okay.
Yes,
I see.
So are you we bend sure popcorn goes in this?
Yep, that's what they're saying. It's Spider-Man combo container. And once you finish your popcorn, after you reach in over and over, you know, making that one hand motion where you take things and put them in your mouth. and then you're done, you know, sucking your drink out of its cup that's hidden in the arm. Then you can go get a free refill that day.
Yeah. Do you think it fits in a cup holder?
No, you got to stick that between your legs.
Oh, yeah.
You got to, yeah.
I don't know.
Take a nap after.
Those cup holders are pretty big at the movie theaters because they fit those giant ices.
That is true. Yeah. Probably you can, but it's more fun to put it between your legs where it belongs.
Seems uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to be dealing with that through the whole movie.
Yeah, maybe just give me my popcorn and a regular one. I'm sure this costs extra, but there are people who are out there collecting them. And man, there's some of them. I remember the Dune one seemed very weirdly sexual. This one, luckily, there's nothing sexual about this one at all.
Wow.
So, I mean, you agree, it's just a fun toy.
I didn't
not indicative
see it,
of anything.
And now I can't not see it. Mm. And I must say that I didn't want it before, but I want it even less now.
Oh, you want it less now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry if I ruined the popcorn holder for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you did. Yeah.
Tell you exactly what it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah. We put this up at the Radio Alice Facebook page. I'd love it if you went and saw for yourself what I'm talking about and how awkward you might look as you, I don't know, or doing whatever it is you're going to do with that thing. Go ahead.
Out of all of us, I don't know. I'm curious. Have any of you at all bought one of these, any commemorative popcorn bucket at all, ever?
I have not.
No, but I would. If I went and it was available and it was cool, like, I might get this one.
Okay. I can't see it.
No.
I can't see it. Too. I
thought of all of us, it would be Bob.
At the Eras Tour, I bought a disco ball cup.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, what do I do with this? I think I threw it out.
Oh.
I kept it for a long time, but it's just crap. I want less crap.
That's one of the things. You know, like it's actually, I don't know how many people have this experience as well, but we ended up with way too many refillable water bottles.
Oh my, and now I feel like I can't throw them out because the whole point was that we weren't going to throw them out. But now everyone gives them to you in every gift bag you've ever picked up in your entire life.
And I have made a point to keep using this same one on purpose because I do feel like that is the point.
Mm.
And so I'm water bottled through my lifetime.
Yes, please, no more water bottles. Stop making them. Stop distributing them. You know what? Recycle them. Put your logo on it.
Crazy.
And just be like, this is a recycled, recyclable water bottle.
But less crap, Bob, is exactly right. I feel like most of us find ourselves looking at that, the drawer, the space you've got, and you either go, slide it in, shut the door, or you go, there's no room for this. Straight to the trash with it.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do?
So listen, if you are interested in the popcorn bucket that appears to be shooting web, you have to go to, a Cinemark theater to get that. The Odyssey Trojan horse popcorn bucket has been revealed.
Odyssey?
The Odyssey, not our station, but the Odyssey, the Homer novel that Matt Damon is.
I
had a sex dream about Matt Damon the other night. I just remembered. I meant to tell you guys.
Okay, tell us.
What did he do to you?
Yeah, we were doing stuff.
Like what?
Is he cute? I don't think so.
You know, I actually don't really have it for him. Like, I would take Ben over Matt.
I just feel like I know how much of a loser Ben is.
I know.
Sex appeal is
I don't want either
gone.
Of them.
Yeah. Let's get back to the stream. So what was going
there
down?
With you stop trying to trick me into saying sexy stuff. God.
Yeah, I don't. I also, while you say, oh, I like Ben more. Ben, I like him too. I watch his movies. I enjoy
He's
him.
He's hotter is all I'm
but,
saying.
But
basically.
He is.
A mess.
I would never.
Mm-mm. Well, you might want for
and
one
And I say
night.
That, him and I, no, I wouldn't. Him and I are both drunks. We have that in common. I would never with that guy.
Yeah. Matt Damon is, he's hot in the Bourne movies.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I guess in general, they're both pretty hot. I was just surprised, like, even in the dream, as I was having the dream, I was like, God, well,
Did
Matt
you,
Ben's not
had
around.
You just seen something with him in it? Maybe ads for the Odyssey or something?
No, I think the last thing I saw him in was when he hosted SNL a couple weeks back.
Oh, there you go.
But that was a couple weeks. I don't know, just randomly.
Yeah. Hiding somewhere in your, you know, subconscious. Yeah, so
what did he do? Did he come and out of like a room and seduce you? Or was it just straight?
Was he wearing a thong?
What?
So the Odyssey, which is his new movie, Trojan Horse Popcorn Bucket, has been revealed.
Oh, it's, boy.
For when you need to sneak popcorn into Troy.
All the movies have to have this now, I guess.
Yes. I like it.
So this one, though, I will say, this is strictly a collector's item, and you should tell them, don't put any popcorn in the belly of that horse, because it's going to be incredibly hard to clean, and it's useless. Like, it's, you'd have to hold it. It's a rearing horse made of wood. As you know, the Trojan horse was on all fours and got pulled in on, like, a. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if cartoons are accurate, that's how they get the Trojan horse in there. It's the belly's full of soldiers. This one is rearing up, and then the front, then the, so the belly is sort of in front, and you pull down a flap in the belly, and that's where all the popcorn is. I mean, it just definitely,
it's like a kangaroo.
It's, yeah, it is kind of like that. Like, it has a pouch in the front. It doesn't even look like you get that much popcorn in it. I'm like, I'm going to need more popcorn than that. So anyway, that's a that's one you can get.
Well, people love stuff.
They do.
I don't.
It is the truth.
But good for them.
I randomly stumbled across the John and Kate Plus 8 people are in the news. I know. Because one of their sons, one of the six kids, so they had a set of twins, these two girls who are now 25.
Oh, and wow.
And then they had a set of sextuplets. Right? Isn't that what you call septuplets? I think that's seven, right? Sextuplets. So there are six of them.
So hexagon tuplets.
Hextuplets. Exactly.
I never watched Kate Plus 8, the original show. And then there was a secondary show after he, I forget what happened to him, but
it
he was.
I think it was just Kate Plus 8.
He was shamed.
It was like, John and Kate Plus 8, and then they got divorced.
And then it was Kate Plus 8.
But he done, did he cheat? What did he do? Something shame. He had left in shame. And I believe you were reporting things like he was working at grocery stores and random places to have an income to pay for those
their
children.
Eight kids, right.
And she continued to do TV. And then she got with some executive or somebody who had money. But last I heard, I think you told us she was living in North Carolina and like on a basic like street.
Truly don't remember how it fell apart. And I don't, what I do know is that there were eight kids and eventually right. They all grow up and now they're going to start putting their books out. And
books. She
does not look good in this first book. Yes. So.
I have all kinds of dirt on her.
Really?
My family in Pennsylvania, she lives right in the same town as them.
Now.
Well, during all of the Kate Plus Eight and
during the filming.
And she was a nurse at a hospital with one of my cousins and she was the most despised nurse there.
Well, she was busy being a star.
She was, no, this was before that. Oh. Like before that, she was just, everybody was like, she's just awful. So she's never like had a rep for being like an awesome person.
Mm. It's funny that she, if you want to know what the Karen haircut looks like, she had it.
Yep.
I don't know if she has it now.
Nah, she doesn't have it now. Well, she doesn't seem to have it now. I didn't see a recent picture of her. This is some news about a kid named Colin Goslin, and he's one of the six sextuplets, whatever. And he's saying, I'm going to be exposing the dark childhood I had with John and Kate in my bombshell memoir.
Oof.
He, by the way, I think he's one of the kids, a couple of the kids left the mom and chose to live with the dad.
Is that right?
So this Colin kid, he says he's set to expose the shocking facade of his picture-perfect family this fall. This thing is coming out. It's a tell-all called In the Shadow of Eight, Surviving the Reality of My Childhood.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I do believe Octomom probably did a better job with all her kids than Kate did.
I don't know. Well, she decided to do porn in order to support them, and that was solid.
Octomom.
Hey, there's a picture of the artwork for this book. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Colin Gosling in The Shadow of Eight. And he's a little boy. He looks like he's about 4 years old. Kate Gosling is clearly corralling the children, and she's got his hand across his mouth. Like it's a, there it is right there. Can you make it bigger? You know, he's a little kid and she's basically, I don't know, telling him to shut up. Can you see her hand?
Yeah.
Across there. So
he and a daughter were the ones that went to the father and have been estranged for many years.
So some of the stuff here, it's a reckoning with the dark side of fame, the systems, the entourage, and the institutions that allowed one boy to be erased. He says he was held down, held in the basement cell where he was hidden for years. A cocktail of power antipsychotics forced on an 11-year-old boy. He also teased Christmas mornings where the gifts were reclaimed as soon as the cameras went down. Let's see what else here. They mentioned all the other kids. I mean, it goes on and on. And if you want to check it out, you certainly,
you know,
can.
One of the things that is super sad about this is we see these shows. Honey Boo Boo comes to mind as well, where the mom ended up on crack with a pedophile
who had been accused and I think went to jail for molesting one of her daughters.
Like these stories, when do we turn to the TV people who put all this on and say, you know what? You did this.
You
went out and found shady people. Well, they didn't ruin them. I mean, those families maybe were never going to be anything to begin with, you know, good to begin with. But to put it on TV and be like, we're rolling in the dough. This is amazing.
More.
You know, the Honey Boo Boo thing comes to mind. This comes to mind. I didn't know this story about the boy, like, getting Christmas presents and having them ripped. Well, right, as soon as the cameras come off.
Cameras are off. We got to return all this stuff. Let's see. She got all the kids to begin with. And the next year afterward, John, the husband, was granted sole custody of this kid, Colin. And then a daughter, Hannah, later moved in with her dad as well. He has blasted his mom in the past with claims of child abuse and child exploitation, from being zip tied and locked in a basement to being institutionalized. She denies everything.
Well, wouldn't you?
I guess you would, yeah. Okay, there's that. Oh, I'm out of time. Vinny, what do you got coming
up? I don't
up?
Think he's bugging me is a good answer for right. Why were you treating your child like, well, he was bugging me.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Well, you did have eight kids, so you were bound to get bugged by some of the children. Children do bug you.
Yeah. Maxing in more after these.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny.
Dollar
and Steve. Coming up at 9 a.m., your chance to see the one and only Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. Make sure you're here to get the code word.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Somber. Alice has your chance to see Somber in the city of your choice. All this week, head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win an exclusive trip for two to see Somber on his You Are the Reason tour. The trip includes round-trip airfare, two nights hotel, and two tickets to the show of your choice in North America.
That's fun.
That is fun.
Just like look at the whole schedule and go, yeah, I've never been to Selection.
Right.
It's fun.
Whatever. Wherever yeah,
whichever,
you go.
Right.
There's I'll go to Morgantown. Why not? Let's see what happens.
Right.
I'll go to Omaha. Could be epic.
Right.
Who doesn't want to go to
Mobile, Alabama?
Right. I don't.
Those aren't actually on the tour. But.
Well, like, I was just taking a guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're
stabbing at it.
Wait, Maddie, are you looking at the list?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what are some choices?
Give us your choice to go see Somber. Where do you go?
Morrison, Colorado. Red Rocks.
Oh, that is a good one. I've heard
from people who love to go to shows, and I have been going to concerts my whole life. I've never been to Red Rocks, and everyone says, you haven't seen a show, which I'm like, no, I have. But that's the best place in the world.
An incredible setting.
I think a close number two is Mexico City.
Oh.
If it's all of North America, then you could.
Oh, Mexico. You know what? A friend went there and was sending me pictures, and there's incredible art, incredible food. When I went to Mexico City, I didn't leave the airport. So it was a whole layover.
Oh, okay.
But it was just one of those, I didn't get to see it. But right. I've seen pictures, Mexico City looks incredible.
It does look incredible. It's so huge, it actually seems really daunting. We had some friends who went there too, and they were sending back pictures. I'm like, Jesus, it's lush. It's gorgeous. Like you said, there's art everywhere. It's colorful and vibrant. It's incredible. Like,
what? Every place. That'd be a great place to go. Pouring out of the buildings.
I'm doing these in order that I would go. The next one is Madison Square Garden, New York.
Oh, okay. Where Taylor's getting married.
And then you start going a little downhill. San Diego, the Pechanga.
San Diego's epic.
That would be a great weekend trip.
Yeah. What's the venue?
The Pechanga Arena.
I don't know it.
I don't either.
I haven't lived in San Diego since 96, so I'm sure it's changed a lot.
Glendale, Arizona, Desert Diamond Arena. No?
Okay.
No takers?
Well, no.
And then Inglewood, California.
Oh, okay.
At the Kia Forum.
Well, Somber, everyone. Stay tuned to Alice. Pick. This is your chance. Gonna be incredible.
Incredible.
Morning clouds, sun later. 80 is your high, and that's in the South Bay. Don't forget Father's Day is this Sunday, so you still have time to buy,
flowers for dad.
Right.
Socks. Tie.
Don't buy him a tie. I mean, unless he wears ties.
Yeah.
If I got a tie, I'd be like, I don't wear the one I have.
Right.
So what do I do with this?
Well, now I have two.
Okay.
I can choose next time I need to wear a tie.
I heard once that most men don't get flowers until they die. So I get Susan flowers sometimes because I don't like that. They're so pretty.
They are pretty.
So it sounds like you're buying them for yourself, really, since you live together and he puts them up on the window. And then you're like, a pretty display.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm convinced that John brings home flowers because he likes to have flowers. We have this one place in the house that we put flowers.
Oh, he brings them home and sort of says, honey, I got you flowers.
Yeah, I got you some flowers. No reason. Let me just quickly make an arrangement out of them.
I used to always do that, buy flowers, and they were really for me to look at. But I was
flowers are lovely.
Such a good husband.
It's, you know.
Yeah, I don't get it. How'd you end up divorced? I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you with all your bringing her flowers.
I know.
And he did all the cooking.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And paid cleaning. All the bills.
And cleaning.
And paid all the bills?
Yeah.
Ah. She was on a free ride and didn't appreciate it at all.
Now she's lawyering up. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't either.
Today is National Dump the Pump Day, which encourages people to you should get out in front of the day and promote it so we all know to, participate. This encourages people to leave their cars at home and ride public transpo, bike, walk, or carpool instead. It's National Dump the Pump Day.
Everybody in their cars going, thanks for telling me.
A little late. National Day. It's also National Fishing Day.
Oh.
Your brother being a big fisherman.
Loves fishing,
I'd bring that up real quick. I'm not a fisherman fan myself. I mean, I like to eat fish. I just, often those guys come down to the beach, they find the spot where people are, and then they go, I'll throw out a line here.
Yeah.
Let me throw out my line right
here. Watch out for my hook, please.
There's plenty of space down the beach where no one is, but I don't want to be alone, so I'll just come here where everyone is.
I want everyone to watch me fish.
Let me get a line in there with the people. Thanks, bro. Customers have lined up outside the building for Trader Joe's new summer tote bag. Pictures of people lined up down the street for this bag. I'm going to show it to you because I know your response will be, I could make that. These are the summer totes that everybody wants and is lined up for. They're collectibles, apparently.
I guess so. There's a there's sort of like a minty green. There's a pale
Maddie's got them right
pink.
Up there. Yeah.
There's a denim blue.
A
and
set of
kind
four
of a tan.
Is selling for $55. These
I
are like
could make that.
These
easily.
Are $3 bags at the most.
But they're embroidered with Trader Joe's logo.
Yeah, sorry, $2.99 a piece. Each bag is 13 inches long, 11 inches tall, and 6 inches wide. They're on the small side as totes go.
Oh, you're saying they are $2.99 a piece? There's a set of four here for $55.
From the store. I guess you'd have to wait through the line, though, but they're $2.99 a piece.
Mm. I did not realize that was such a hot item. This
oh,
is the
here's
first.
The line out the building, Sarah.
I'm so glad you picked this as a story because yesterday during the show, I got a text from my neighbor and was like, why is there a line around the block for Trader Joe's at 9 a.m.? And my first thought was, I bet they've got a new bag.
Do you have a bag? A Trader Joe's bag?
Oh, yeah. I embroidered it myself with this green vine.
Oh.
That goes like behind and in front of the straps. I get a lot of compliments on it from the employees.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You embroidered it yourself.
Yeah, when I was unemployed.
You had time for that kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Lines of Trader Joe's customers looking to purchase one of these new bags stretched around the block at many stores around the.
I have no idea.
You had no idea this was happening?
I just didn't realize they had collectible bags. I mean, I have some Trader Joe bags at my house.
Yeah, I just have bags. The one.
They've done other.
It's not fancy like these.
They've done other themed bags, including like around Halloween. They have mini canvas totes. Mm. The canvas bag is interesting because when I was a kid, you'd go and get a backpack from JanSport or East. There's another brand, but it doesn't matter. The surf shop I worked at came up with these $2 type totes, but they had the surf shop logo on them, Surfside nice. Sports. Every kid in school wanted the $2 backpack and were turning in their whatever parents were paying for the, you know, the $40 backpack. Those were getting thrown out for the $2 tote because it was the hot item. I don't know how you create that buzz, but if you're smart enough to make a $2 tote the big thing.
Congratulations, Trader Joe's. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, Trader Joe's. I got to get over there and get those things I throw in my freezer. You know, stock up.
I like Trader Joe's, but as it is right now, I'll have to go to 3 stores and Trader's becomes the 4th.
Yeah.
It's enough already.
And honestly, it's always like a thing in there. It's always, I can't quite get past that cart. And I'm just, and also I'm like,
I feel rushed,
and I know it's. But I do every time I go there. I'm like, I found this amazing thing.
Yeah, no, they have good stuff, and these new totes. If you see a line around the building at a Trader Joe's here, people are getting the pastel colored striped mini totes.
What if you just want to go in and get your groceries?
I think they'll let you through.
That's so you don't have to. If you want the totes, though, you're waiting in that line.
Yeah, you are waiting in that line, and it's a long one. Like
I have plenty.
I don't know how people the same thing with the Spider-Man popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Like what the?
Why though?
It
is sexy though.
It is. But you hear people going, you know, the economy and there's jobs, and then you go, well, people seem to be doing just fine. If you can wait in a damn line for $2 tote. Or pay $55 at Mercari.
And then not have to worry about waiting in the line.
I got all 4 of them. Great.
Mm.
Way to go.
Oh, let people have their crap.
Yeah. Whatever makes them happy.
It's not hurting you.
It doesn't hurt me. You're right. It's just hard to hear people grind about financials when there seems to be plenty of money out there in the world.
Yeah. Well, for $12, you can get them all. So.
Or 55.
Or 55. Right. If you got money to burn, burn it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Google just released a list of the annoying maxing trends.
Oh, like single maxing? What is it? Solo maxing.
Solo maxing is one maxing. Of them. Friction maxing is on the list.
Oh, what's friction maxing?
Deliberately making things harder or more inconvenient to build discipline or resilience. Like taking cold showers.
Yeah, Vinny.
Deleting delivery apps.
Oh.
I really cannot believe we have become so addicted to delivery.
I know.
As a nation, that is our thing.
Yeah.
Why would I go to the store to get the food when I can have it brought to my house?
Right.
I don't know. Because again, with the money.
There is a delivery fee. What the? Yeah. And a tip generally, right?
It's worth or it. Parking super far away on purpose. Friction maxing. Making things harder on purpose.
Hmm. Well, if you've got time for that, enjoy yourself.
Cortisol maxing.
What's cortisol maxing?
Living in a way that seems designed to maximize stress hormones, like overworking, doom scrolling, and sleeping too little. This is usually unintentional, but apparently some people are going for it on purpose.
They're cortisol maxing, and they don't even mean to be. They're maxing without knowing that they're doing it.
Can you guess what chud maxing would be?
Chud?
This is a trend among the young set. You'll see them post about how
chud
they're
maxing. No, chud. I can't even guess.
Ironically embracing the taste, habits, or aesthetic associated with uncultured, unpleasant internet chuds.
Oh.
Like eating gas station food, wearing cargo shorts, or sharing loud opinions online. One of my favorite parts of the book we're
maybe
reading.
They just are a chud and they're, go ahead.
Donut still continues to text in all caps.
Oh, Cole, I don't know why you're saying that.
I love it. That's every a good impression, too. You are good.
I love that guy.
I do, too.
I can't do Carl, but I can do Donut.
Yeah, Donut's really fun.
We're talking about a series of books called, the first one is Dungeon Crawler Carl, and you have to listen to them because the guy who does the voices is unbelievably good. The narrator's great.
There are many points in the day when I'm listening to my book where I want to just text the line to you. I know it'll be, you know, what you always say, I just text crap that has no context.
Vinny, I'll get a text from Vinny, I'm like, what complete non sequitur will this be?
And sometimes he makes up his own acronyms.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Tell him that one.
I texted him asking him to send his favorite movies, and he said, LMT. And I immediately knew what he was trying to say.
That's not a made-up acronym.
Yes, it is.
What does it mean, then?
Let me think.
That's not a thing.
I feel like it is. He said it to me. Goes, you know what LMT stands for? I go, is it let me think?
Yeah, she writes me back and goes, that doesn't mean anything. You can't make up your own acronym.
I knew what you were saying, but you also could have just said it.
Oh,
LMT, baby.
You know, I'm broadcasting. Now it's one. I was trying to, you know, hurry. I just wanted you to know.
Did you make up Romo too? Because that's the best one.
I didn't make up Romo, but
relief of missing out. I love it.
I saw it and thought, well, I have that.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out, I don't have.
Mm-mm. I looked it up as an acronym, and no, it licensed massage therapist comes up, or limited management transaction, or millimeter telescope.
What does it mean in text talk?
Well, listen, let me just say, I got my assignment, and I fulfilled my assignment, and somehow of the 10 movies I gave Bob, she picked the one I would have never guessed she would pick.
Get Shorty is your assignment for next Thursday. You got to watch. It's a movie from 1995. It's John Travolta. Is it Danny DeVito?
Renee Russo.
Oh, I love her.
The guy from The Sopranos.
Gene Hackman.
Oh.
And the guy who plays Barboni, I can't think of his name. But
Dennis Farina.
Dennis Farina. Oh. He's hysterical. Like, I remember him being funny in this movie. Maybe he's not, though.
I know this movie. I feel like I did see it. I can't think of anything about it or how it goes. It's like, are they like kind of like failed mobsters?
Something like that. I feel mild relief because Maddie said, that's a good movie, dude. Oh. You're good.
It is. It is. It's a mobster that goes to Hollywood.
No
spoilers. It's a Hollywood story. Oh. Well, no, it's just the basic plot. I mean, it's
not
a spoiler. I don't
remember that.
It's a book. Yeah. It's a legitimate book that, you know, a lot of people read, myself included. The movie turned out well.
And we're all going to watch it this week.
It's on Prime and Tubi.
Oh, boy.
6 a.m. this coming Thursday.
I really should
today.
Have just not answered her. Why do I feel...
You want to please her. You're a people pleaser when it comes to Bob.
I do. You're right. Mm-hmm. Why?
I do have an update. I looked up an Urban Dictionary. LMT and Urban Dictionary is Let Me Think.
Da ga 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 ga.
I'm sorry, what?
Da ga 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 ga.
In your face.
That's tech speak for in your face. Everybody knows that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's just please. Listeners, take us out of here.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff about the TJ Maxx came in. 707, my hubby is a Trader Joe's manager, and he left at 10 p.m. Tuesday, and there were people in lawn chairs spending the night in Santa Rosa. Crazy town, Laura. Laura's listening.
It's their hobby.
Get a better hobby.
I do think the overnight
thing. Like Pokemon Go? Yeah. Data collection?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a night out. Like, I think that there are people who just go, we'll just get wasted.
It'll be so fun.
On the sidewalk at, Trader Joe's, and then in the morning we'll get our bags.
It's a beefy little bag, I gotta say. It's a nice, looks nicely made. It has, double thickness. It looks soft and nice handles on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 415, the TJ bags are going for thousands in Asia. It's a privilege thing.
Whoa.
Oh, they're being sold internationally?
Mm-hmm. Okay, my neighbor did say that the line was all little Asian women.
Oh.
Wow. But I just thought that was our neighborhood's profile or something.
Whoa. Well, that is one of the things. I know people used to send Levi's to Japan.
Or pack their suitcase full of stuff that they needed in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
510, maxi padding since 1998.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It's good.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's a funny one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. 510, Sarah!
Oh, what
a lot of H's. How's it going being the small spoon with John?
Oh. Yeah, how did last night go? We didn't really check in with you.
It's fine.
Now that
it's,
you sleep together again.
Do we? I don't even know he's there. He did not wake me. If he turned a light on, I'd wake up. But he can make all the noise he wants, really.
You sleep with earplugs?
No, noise has never been my problem. Ah. Light is my problem. And I climbed into my old bed. It's a sleep number. So it's set for I think I'm a 30 or something. It's nice and soft. And I went right to sleep. And I think that he took a shower. He was, bumbling around in the other room, he says. But
it didn't affect you at all.
No. It didn't. I woke up
And then he made the sweet love with you.
If he did, I'm sure I enjoyed it. I wasn't awake for that. Please stop with that, Maddie. I'm finding it.
Well, I mean, you start these sex stories, but you don't finish them.
I'm not starting the sex story.
You leave us all hanging.
You're the one who had to read that text.
Yeah. But
you started it. God, I'm sorry you're so into me.
Everybody's into you, Sarah.
Well, true. I'm pretty awesome. So.
Good news from the 925. All 6 episodes of season 3 of The Capture are available on Peacock.
Oh, my God. There's only 6 episodes?
Well, that's what it was for the last 2 seasons.
Oh, it's really good. I thought they were going to do it, week by week, which is so annoying when I want to binge something.
I won't get to it until the weekend, but I'm going to finish Widow's Bay.
I'm doing
not,
it this weekend,
like
too.
That, I've gotten to the, I'm close. I'm almost going to finish a season of something.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I think the last season you finished of something was Ted Lasso.
That or I finished the season of, what's the show with Kerry Russell that I like that I can't seem to get through?
The Diplomat.
I finished that.
Oh, nice.
And then the new second season came out. I haven't finished that.
Well, you'll like this. It moves. And this is The Capture.
The Capture.
Which the third season is out apparently in its entirety on Peacock today. That show, the first season, epic. The second season, I'm like, there's no way they can top the first season. Double epic.
Final episode of season two could be one of the best episodes of any show I've ever seen.
It's so good.
Are you guys being serious right now?
100% serious. I love the show, The Capture.
The cliffhanger of season two might be the best episode of TV you've ever watched.
In fact, I was surprised to hear that there was a season three because they made it perfect. It's unbelievable what they pull off in this. And because I'm like, okay, this is getting a little bit unbelievable. How are they going to tie this up? And then they do it so perfectly that you're like, this might be the perfect season of a show. Like, they didn't have to go on. I'm super glad that they are, and I'm sure it'll be excellent.
Wow.
But season two of
The
Capture.
Those are bold statements.
It's incredible.
All right.
It's so scary, and you feel it. And, you know, like, you feel this thing that's happening to this guy. Like, oh, God. Horrible. The end. Harry Styles in New York City. Your chance to win right after this.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.